Rather than just asking kids what they want to be when they grow up, Nashville's public schools are experimenting with a new test to help them figure out what they're naturally good at. Metro schools have already made a big push to get students thinking about careers early on. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports this is the next step in also helping them find the right fit.
Most students in Ms. Long's class at Maplewood High School are just 14 years old. But they're already considering careers they think would be fun.
I want to be a dentist. A
biochemist.
Law, criminology.
Dermatologist.
I'm planning to be an artist.
Probably. Each November, they participate in a citywide career fair put on by the Nashville Area Chamber of Commerce. But organizers noticed that many of the students gravitated towards traditional professions like teaching or business. Mark Hill says they decided to do something different.
Help the students move beyond what they think are their interests and help them discover what their aptitudes and talents are.
There are mixed feelings about the accuracy and need for aptitude tests, but the U.S. military has been using them for decades. Increasingly, they're also seen as a way to funnel more women and minorities into careers that have been traditionally dominated by white men, like technology and manufacturing. Studies conducted by a Nashville-based tech startup called U-Science found that most had the skills, but few expressed an interest.
Regardless of race or gender, these students have the aptitude for these high-demand, high-growth jobs, yet they don't know that, and that highlights the exposure gap.
By exposure gap, Armando Garza with U-Science means that women and minorities often are not exposed to certain professions. He says measuring aptitude also shows that every student has something they can excel at.
Schools use GPA, ACT, and SAT as a proxy for talent. And what ends up happening is the top 10% of students are recognized, yet the other 300, 400, 500 students in the auditorium have talent and the economy needs them.
Metro schools are now having freshmen take the U-Science test. The Chamber of Commerce underwrote the $30,000 it cost this year. U-Science merged aptitude and interest-based assessments into timed game-like exercises, asking students to do things like describe abstract shapes and spot the difference in a sequence of letters and numbers. There are no right or wrong answers. After the 75-minute exam, students wait a day for it to be graded.
So what I want you to just do today is start clicking on things and reading what it has. I want you to click on the look at your careers.
Back at Maplewood High School, the students have just received their results. Their identified skills have been run through a career database used by the U.S. military, which matches them to jobs from geologist to paralegal. Careers are broken down by how much education they will need, salary, and even job prospects per state.
This is so surprising. Middle school teacher, I do not like this.
That's Sophia Lardmung. She says she wants to be an artist and that the test just doesn't get her. Noah Hurt is interested in medicine, and his results reflect that.
A physician, a veterinarian, orthodontist, a nuclear medicine technologist, and a veterinary technologist or technician.
There's a quiet kid in the back of the classroom named Masad Jawish. He says he doesn't know what he wants to do. He just wants a job that makes good money, something in tech or maybe a mechanic. His top recommendations all have him managing a team. That's a revelation for him.
What does that tell you about yourself?
That I'm a decent leader.
This could be helpful immediately to his teacher, Michelle Scott Long. She says she'll try to get him to break out of his shell, maybe with more group activities. Identifying aptitude early could make a huge difference, and Long would know. After spending time in the military and then 20 years in finance, she found herself unfulfilled.
What do I want to do? I love history. Let me go back to school. Then all of a sudden, like, let me be a history teacher. And I went back to school and did a full teacher certification for history and geography and loved it ever since.
She hopes that the aptitude test can save her students from wandering like she did. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.